Up next is Joe Maha from Clemson University, and he's going to discuss evaluation of the intelligent logger controller for cotton phenotyping.
Thank you very much. Some of these slides are actually was presented before last year, because before we were developing this intelligent logger controller, and now this year we actually field test the controller. But we need we made a little bit of some changes because the two students that were involved here mentioned something that I think there is something kind of a missing link on the previous design, but I'll try to explain to you what's that change. Well, I'll skip this one. I think everybody knows about that. Phenotyping obviously is really for a cotton breeding program, and the issues and advances, let's skip that one. Skip this one. And this is the objective of this work, actually, is to develop a new data logger. So as you can see, most of these phenotyping presentations focus entirely on data collections, but they sometimes forget to mention that it's important also to know that you're collecting the right data. The second objective is that there's a lot of sensors now in the market. Unfortunately, you know, you just cannot connect it directly to a normal data logger because the sensors needs an I2C interface. The sensors needs a canvas interface. So now you have to create a new set of something like a middleman to interface with your data logger. So the purpose of our work is makes it easy to expand the phenotyping module. So for example, if you have another row and if you wanted to collect exactly the same number of sensors or different sensors, then you just need to extend it with a very simple RJ45 connectors and using the Canvas technology. But you don't have to worry because you don't need to learn Canvas because Canvas is already running on our system. This is the first prototype. This is the final prototype in 2015. We did not change much, but as you can see, the focus before is we build an NDBI sensor board, a general purpose sensor board. And the problem with this is if you place this in one row, that means you have to have multiple boards in one row. So that was the big change. We never changed the sensor specification that we created for a 4-bit sensor type, which means that you don't need to reprogram the chip. You just pull this you just need to change this settings. So if you say, okay, I'm going to use a general purpose IO board for this, I just set the settings here, and then a unique address so that my motherboards, so to speak, or the master board can understand that this is at this row number, and it's collecting an ADC sensor. So exactly the same thing. We tried to advertise this address, so maybe in the future somebody will come up and create their own board, and if they use this address, then they can connect that to our board as well. So it's more of something like an open system. So this is the sensor setup. We just use an NDBI board in here. This is the height sensor. And this was the results and before trying to test on how fast this board can pass all these messages because we're using Canvas for this one. And this was the field test in 2017 by two of my students. And why is it important for us to define this distance? Because we're using a SWIP Navigation's RTK GPS. And it has a base station and also the rover. The rover is actually connected to our system. And so the good thing with this location here is that the center has a surveyed GPS point that we always use, and it's always in there. So we use that as our master base locations, and then we move our sensors here on these three different location. So we tried to minimize the distance because we have 900 megahertz, but the power is not that much. Otherwise, we have to get a license just to get this power requirements. Test one, I think test two, our data is not really good, so we scrapped that one. So we have 1, 3, 4, and 5. Now this is, again, the previous design. This is the latest design. All of these are developed in the sensor and automation lab, so we never outsource everything. All our designs are created under my lab. So now we have a master, and now we just call the slave. So what this means is that from the slave, I can connect multiple sensors directly. And then that slave has a unique address that connects to the master board. And that's it. It becomes very simple. So, for example, if I wanted to do 3 rows at a time when I collect this data, I only need 3 slaves. And that one master is connected to whatever tractor or like the cart. So this is, now, one of our issue is the NDVI sensor that we use only gives us about 1 hertz. So we are limited to that data collections. So the good thing my student did was she created a heat map, which means that when you collect, you try to extrapolate the data in between 2 points. It's not very clear here, but that's the heat map for height, the temperature, and the NDVI. Give you very good examples of a heat map, a zoom heat map representations. That's only for test one, but if you go here, you can see these are heat maps as well for the different tests. Okay? So you might probably think that, okay, so if I have an I2C sensors, how am I going to plug the address? Because for I2C, you need an address for each of these sensors. It's easy, because what we did was we have this setup configurations that you run first before you use that board. So you run that program, and then you set all this address for the sensors, and then save it on the ROM, and that's it. You can even pull the battery, and it will work. But you have to make sure that the next time you use another sensors, you have to change the I2C address as well, because that all of these sensors available in the market have a different I2C address. Okay? So, yeah, I think that's it. our next work, because now we have our Husky, I'm planning to add to integrate this masters and slave to Husky, because you know we're going to use Husky for the harvesting, but I think the test for that harvesting will be mostly late of the year. But we can use these sensors to do data collections probably starting August. So that's, you know, we don't have a conflict of schedule. So once we're done with this, with this data collection, then we move to the prototype for harvesting machine. So, yeah, I think that's it. But I'd like to express my gratitude to Ed Barnes here for the support for this project. And, yeah, any questions? Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a good thing. for this work, we tried to minimize, not to use all this imaging system. I think the best thing, if you try to look at, there's a lot of manufacturers now that develop multispectral chip, not an imaging system. That chip is run by I2C, which can be used directly here. So, you know, everything is actually changing, so hopefully maybe in the future we probably will, well, as long as Ed will give some more funding. Just kidding. But yeah, we tried to stay away with lots of data, so to speak. Yeah.
I would comment that
Yeah, that's basically, yeah, that can be done, because then you can only transmit the data that you really want. Like, for example, you take an NDVI image and then just calculate the NDVI value and transmit it to Canvas. That's very fast. It's a good point. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think that's possible. You try to. I think the only issue that I have is every time you turn it on, you keep on running all of these things. You track send all of this IP address. I mean I2C address, and then wait if they respond. So if you have multiple of these rows, so you have to do that one at a time as well. But it's setting an I2C address is very simple. It's very specific. So once you get the data sheet, they always emphasize that this is the I2C address. Why not just put it in there, then save, and then every time you go out, you don't have to worry. Yeah. But yeah, I think that might be a good for the future. Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. I if you look at this serial port programming, it's probably exactly the same thing. But we never include that one in here. On our setup, you have to put the I2C address, and it will start working after that. Any other questions? Okay. Okay. Can I plug one more? We have a workshop, drone workshop, tomorrow at 8 to 12. It's, I think, my colleague here from University of Arkansas. It's a free workshop that we wanted to, you know, give some information on how to collect data, how to process data using an open source software, QGIS or something. So if you have time, please.
Solana.
Oh, yes, Solana, yes. Thank you.